Billy Joel, 1983 with that one. It is 7:45, and we have our Uptown Librarian on the phone this morning. It's not really Wednesday. We want to just make sure people know that, and we know it's not Wednesday. But we have Hannah from the West Bend Public Library on the line on a Friday morning. Good morning.
Good morning, and happy sunny Friday.
Yeah, exactly. Much better weather than Wednesday, anyway.
Yes, amen.
Yeah, and you know, we'll have another nice day today, and then everything turns blech again tomorrow.
Yeah, that's the plan.
you'd think it was February or something.
Right.
So we have things going on at the library. Let's talk, before we go to Book Madness, let's talk just a little bit about the Oscars, because the Oscars are coming up this weekend, and you've got you're continuing your Oscar-winning movie marathon.
We sure are. We're showing a bunch of different winners this month. Today, actually, at 1 o'clock, we're showing La La Land. So if you didn't get to see that one, how it came out a couple of years ago, it was got Emma Stone and, what's-his-face?
Yeah, what's-his-face?
Ryan Gosling.
I did not see that movie, which is kind of surprising because it's kind of sort of the movie that I sometimes watch, but I did not see La La Land.
Yeah, it was cute. So if you have time in your schedule, you haven't seen it, or you feel like seeing it again on a bigger screen, stop by at 1 p.m. It's PG-13. It's a love story, kind of, but more about Los Angeles than the couple, I think. So
there you go. All right. And then after the Oscars, which are this weekend, the movie marathon continues again on Tuesday.
Yeah, we're going to show another one of my personal favorites from recent years, Coco, on Tuesday the 26th at 6:30. It'll be our last installment in the Oscars movie marathon. And that's an animated, very kid-friendly movie, which is very sweet, and I think made every adult that I talked to about it cry. The animation is just beautiful, absolutely stunning. It's a great story. It's rated PG, and it's about an hour and 49 minutes. So Tuesday night, 6:30, stop by for Coco.
So I finished Bohemian Rhapsody.
Ooh, what'd you think?
I was entertained. Let's put it that way.
That's about what I can say for it, too.
You know, I didn't go in expecting it to be the definitive biography of Freddie Mercury or the definitive story about how, you know, the rise of Queen, but I was entertained.
Yeah, I thought Rami Malek did a really great job. Not my pick for Best Picture, but
yeah, and I do give him bonus points for going in and getting the prosthetic teeth put in every morning. You got to give him something for that.
Oh, exactly. That had to be so uncomfortable. Like, how do you deliver lines with those?
Right. That was my other thought. For the occasional Halloween vampire bit, I've put in fangs, you know, with the denture stuff. And those make, you know, no one understands me when I talk with them. So
exactly.
How did he do it there? And and how did you sing with them?
Right.
So that's the other part of that. And I'm actually going back, going old school movie time this weekend. I was watching pirate movies last weekend and realized that somehow my collection did not have anything with Errol Flynn.
Oh, well, that's, you got to remedy that.
So Captain Blood came in this weekend. So it will be Captain Blood and potentially the Seahawk this weekend.
Oh, excellent.
So so some Errol Flynn time on the old Moviola this weekend.
Good deal.
Yeah. So in basketball, they have this thing they call March Madness. It starts with high school basketball and college and just kind of goes. But now the West Bend Public Library is starting something called Book Madness.
And it's time. So we have, like in March Madness, we have start with 64 books or, you know, in basketball, it's teams. So the first week of March Madness, they play 32 games, 32 teams advance to the second round, and that's kind of how Book Madness is going to work. Every week we're going to vote on which book we think is better in each contest. There will be ballots for children and for teens. There's two different categories. So there's a lot going on at
okay.
once. So every week half the books will get eliminated, until we end up with a champion. So it'll go through the first round, the second round, the Sweet 16, the Elite Eight, and the Final Four before the championship. And if you think you know which books are going to win Book Madness, you can pick up a blank bracket at the library, or it's available on our website as well. You can bring it back in, all filled out with your picks before the voting starts. And if yours is more correct than anyone else's, you will win a prize. Right now we've got a couple of gift cards going on, some other fun little things for the younger kids. So should be a good time for the kids and teens. Voting starts March 4th. So you got to bring your bracket in by Saturday, March 2nd. And then we'll vote every single week until April, mid-April. And the announcement of the winner will be on Monday, April 15th.
Tax day.
Yeah.
Wow. So anyway, so that should be fun. We'll see how it goes. Again, you know, you see MeTV does that with classic TV shows. They do the same kind of thing. And it's a kind of fun thing to do, right?
I think so. When I was in college, there was a frozen yogurt place that would try two new flavors every week. And you would vote on your favorite Froyo flavor, Froyo Madness. That was great.
Oh, okay. There you go. What a great way to sell more yogurt.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
So, yeah. All right. Now, I know we'll theoretically talk Wednesday morning, but let's talk about something that's going on Wednesday night as well, just so people can kind of plan ahead for it.
Sure. So Wednesday, actually, like during the day, I think it is, from 9 a.m.
Oh, yeah,
it is
during the day. Yeah, okay.
Wednesday, February 27th, we are having a free hearing screen at the library, and I wanted to mention it today just because you do have to call to reserve a time in advance. So if you have any hearing concerns, you want to learn about how your overall health affects your hearing as well as how changes in hearing affect your brain, you can stop by for some free screenings at the library between 9 and 3. And if you do want to call and make a reservation, I've got a number for that. It's 262-338-6969. So schedule your hearing screen ASAP.
All right. Sounds good. And also we should mention the end is near for winter reading and winter book bingo.
It absolutely is. So for adults, we've got our winter reading program where you read a book, fill out a slip, and every book you read is an entry for one of our grand prizes. That's coming to an end on March 2nd. So brackets are due, end of winter reading. And it's also the end of winter book bingo for children and teens. So the bingo is super easy. It's a lot of fun. You just have to read four books and get a bingo. There's a little bingo sheet available at the children's desk. There's also copies online, I believe. You just read four books. They can be any books you want. So I did have a little girl pick out some picture books and read them all in front of me to get a couple of coupons for free stuff and a really adorable snowman pen.
Oh, there you go. Okay. All right. During non-winter weather weirdness hours, the West Bend Public Library is typically open.
We're open Monday through Thursday, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m., Fridays from 9 to 6, and Saturdays 9 to 1. And, of course, as always, if you remember hearing vaguely about, oh, Hannah said something about hearing stuff, or Hannah said something about book madness, you can always go to our website, which is westbendlibrary.org. Visit us on Facebook at West Bend Community Memorial Library, or you can always give us a call. The number is 262-335-5151.
All right. Sounds good. So the book madness thing is only for kids, huh?
Well, kids and teens this year, we're giving it a try.
Okay.
I think we kind of have to come up with just 64 adult books and narrow it down. But it was fun doing some bracketology with it. So we'll see who wins in the first round, Fly Guy or Charlotte's Web.
Fly. I'm not familiar with Fly Guy, but Charlotte's Web, of course, was one of my favorite books as a kid.
Oh, so good.
And what a great, the animated movie with Paul Lynde as Templeton the Rat.
Oh yeah, we have that on VHS.
On VHS.
Oh yeah.
A fair is a veritable smorgasbord,
Exactly. It was a classic.
Indeed, indeed. Some pig. All right.
So I'm kind of hoping if you look over the bracket and you're going, what on earth is that? Maybe you'll hear about something new to read.
Ah, there we go.
You never know.
You never know. All right. Well, hey, have a great weekend. And we'll try to chat on Wednesday and get back on schedule. How's that?
Yeah. Sounds good to me. You take care and safe travels if you're going anywhere.
I'm just out to sea with Captain Blood.
Well, take care out there, and we'll chat to you next week.
All right. Sounds good. Thanks, Hannah.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
That's our friend Hannah from the West Bend Public Library.